we've been stepping through this book. Well, Jesus is continuing in his sharp contention with the Jewish leaders, and here in this 10th chapter, he asserts his own leadership in distinction to theirs. In verse 8, he says this. He says, "All that came before me are thieves and robbers." So the Lord Jesus is not merely making a claim of leadership. He is making a claim of unique leadership. Notice the "all" there. It's an astounding claim on his part. The fundamental statement in the chapter is in verse 11. He says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." So the Lord Jesus is making here a particular analogy. He's saying, "I am a shepherd. I am the shepherd." And he said, "I am the good shepherd. I am the one and only shepherd," he is saying. "I am the only one who feeds God's flock. And the one who feeds God's flock," he says, "is good." We know this as fundamental. We know this as axiomatic. In meditating on the notion of contentment for the Sunday evening, meditations, there must be a notion that I am fundamentally rightly related to the God of the universe to be able to live as a believer, that I am fundamentally rightly related, fundamentally cared for, that all around me somehow is a proper aura with regards God. And I think that call it an aura is extremely difficult for us many times to come to. We begin to understand that coming to a place where we are cared for by God is not our own doing. And so now we say, well, if it wasn't me, now what defines who I am and who God is and what the relationship is? And it becomes a muddled mess in our minds. And yet this must be fundamental. The psalm that we just sang gives that perspective. Psalm 23, we hear David saying, "Jehovah is my shepherd." So this is the same statement as we hear the Lord Jesus making. if the Lord Jesus says, I am the shepherd, and David is saying, Jehovah is my shepherd, we hear equivalent statements. But the next statement is the key one, and that the believer needs to be able to make farther. That is so difficult, and it follows in the relationship of sheep and shepherd. And David says this. He says, I shall not want. I shall not want. That is the relationship of sheep to shepherd. The sheep is the one who is completely cared for by the shepherd. Certainly, if you take the shepherd as a divine shepherd, then in this shepherd-sheep relationship, there is complete caring for. And so, this is his summary outlook, this fundamental statement, fundamental outlook, this aura that I was saying that we must have, that we so often don't have, is to be able to firmly, clearly, truly say, I shall not want. That my shepherd provides all that I have need of. End of statement. Psalm 84, verse 11, says it like this. No good thing will he withhold from him that walks uprightly. A parallel statement. Everything that is good for the sheep will be provided. We think that we have that fundamental outlook, but the fact that it's so readily shattered and so fragile says that in many, many ways we don't have it, and or we don't understand it in right perspective. Well, let's go back to the Gospel of John and see a little bit more of what provides that perspective. The Lord Jesus says, not only is he the good shepherd, he is the good shepherd, he says, who purchased this flock with his own life. So there is a bond which has been formed by this purchase, which is exclusive and severe, and has to do with a love relationship that caused the death of this shepherd. And despite the fact in verse 11 that he says the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, we find that nevertheless this shepherd is alive and that he is giving eternal life to these sheep in verse 28. So these sheep are very well cared for. They are loved at the life, the death of their shepherd. They are cared for in an eternal fashion. And he asserts his own power in saying, no one can take them out of my hand, in verse 28. So this setting then is is undergirded by divine intense intention and divine action. The Lord Jesus is speaking about that which He is doing, will do, with regards to these sheep. Now, what is it that makes a sheep a sheep? We know the answer to that. It's in this passage. We could take it from the rest of the scripture and say, well, the bond is faith and love. We could say that. What's the bond between the shepherd of this sort and the sheep of this sort? They trust Him. They love Him. He obviously loves them. He's laying down His life for them. In verse 3, it says that they hear His voice. And verse 26 gives this definition of faith. He says that the ones who are the real sheep are the ones who believe. And He just turns to the Pharisees and says, you're not My sheep. Otherwise, you would have believed in Me. So this bond now is a totally invisible thing. And how the believer is going through life, and whether he has a fragile sense or a robust sense of being cared for, is in one sense everything. The question that we need to ask ourselves now, and testing the robustness of our sense of sheephood, is where I am right now. Do I say to myself, do I find myself saying that the Lord Jesus is still good? He's saying, I'm the good shepherd. I give everything that is good for My sheep, right? No good thing will He withhold. That means that those things that I am receiving now are the good things. Am I calling them the good things? Is He still good? Is He still good? Am I seeing Him as my shepherd, or am I somehow seeing Him some other way? Is He still the good, the only one that I look to for good things in this life? Or have I resorted to diversionary things to prop me up? God's not really enough. I really need other things to keep me going. And then I come back to God once in a while. But He's not the good. If He was the good, I will find Him in everything, and other things are insipid in relation. Is He still the good shepherd? Is He the one who is in fact guiding, supporting, feeding, leading? Am I in such a frame that I can be shepherded? Or am I somehow thinking that I'm wise enough or just don't want to go where she's still the good shepherd. This fundamental relationship that the Lord Jesus is illustrating by means of sheep shepherd is just God creature. And this is a glorious representation that he's giving us. But this fundamental relationship, which is so beautifully illustrated as sheep shepherd, is what every human being is in relation to God. And this is the test. Are we comfortable being cared for by God, or are we not? Do we need other things besides him?